This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swinging a deep fly ball, left field. Joe back at the wall, and Josh Bell is homered again. Boy, he just torches the Pirates.
So that's the guy that used to play for the Pirates, got traded to the Nationals a few seasons ago. And one of the players that he was traded, or who was involved in that trade for Bell, Will Crow, just got designated for assignment. Rough. Now, that happened yesterday. And this also happened a couple days ago.
7-5 Pirates lead, ninth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the 0-1. Rosario swings and pops it to right. Davis toward the corner. He's got it, and the ball game is over. David Bednar saves it, and the Pirates, they win the homestand finale. They beat the Guardians 7-5. What a comeback for the Bucks in that seventh inning.
So, at least that series ended with a win, right? I guess that's the way we look at it now. Maybe. By the way, though, I didn't get to react to any of that news yet, and I will make a correction a couple days ago. After that win, the Pirates designated Will Crow for assignment. But either way, things are changing. Prospects are coming up. They're trying to make room for what seems like the future. So maybe put a lid on this season. Try again next. Is there any hope left for these Pittsburgh Pirates? You can give me a call. 412-928-9370. We're going to talk about it. Also, something has never happened in the history of Major League Baseball, and it's going to happen tonight. We'll talk about that. Talk about money still, because Major League Baseball's got a money problem. And many in Pittsburgh are quick to rush to attack Bob Nutting. I'm going to explain a little bit why that's not the most fair thing to do. Talk about it all. If you want to give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet at me, at callus_33. That's callus_33. And if you want to tweet a comment, a question, anything of the sort, you can. Go ahead and do it on Twitter. And again, you can call 412-928-9370. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. We'll get into sports in just a second. But I got a quick story. Have you ever heard the phrase, better safe than sorry? Yeah. Well, I believe in that saying, or at least I did. But I worked yesterday's shift. I worked the fan evening show. And when I was on my way here, I had the windows open in my car. It was hot at the time. I got here at like 5:30. It was hot. So I said, let me roll my windows down, let the hot air out, open the roof, right? All good. And I just got a new car. So I got in the parking lot, and I believe somewhere between when I was driving up the hill to get to the building here and when I parked, I had rolled up my windows and closed the roof. I thought. And then it stormed yesterday, and I got paranoid because I'm like, you know, I don't want to ruin my new car, right? I just got it. Don't need any problems right away. Did I actually close my windows? And I questioned myself. And then I said, you know what? I'm going outside because I see the lightning. There have been flash flood warnings on the emergency alert system all night. And I said, you know what? I need to go check. I need to make sure that I didn't screw this up. I went outside and it was crazy rain. And I had to walk about 150 feet to check my car because I'm parked on the side. There's some reserved spots all throughout the building, but there are some free ones on the side. So I go around, check my car. I close the windows. So not an idiot in that regard. But the better safe than sorry motto, got my shoes drenched, my entire shirt. It was like I had just come out of the shower with my clothes on. And so, and my shoes are still soaking wet from last night. So, better safe than sorry. I don't know. Maybe sometimes you got to trust that you did the right thing. If there's any sort of question, or else you're going to risk falling into water, so to speak. Or I ran into crazy thunder, lightning, and rain yesterday. So, better safe than sorry? I don't know. I'm questioning a little bit now, myself. All right, let's talk about the Pirates. Let's talk about what's going on tonight. What's going to happen for the first time in Major League history? Well, that is that Shohei Ohtani will be facing the Pittsburgh Pirates for the first time in his career. For the first time ever. It's never happened before. Shohei Ohtani has never faced the Pittsburgh Pirates, and tonight, the Pirates and Angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, start a three-game weekend series, and Ohtani is set to pitch in the opener. So what does this mean? Are the Pirates doomed from the start? Perhaps. Are we going to look at the Pirates as any better or worse if they end up pulling out a win tonight against Shohei Ohtani? Is it possible? Let me know. Call 412-928-9370. I think it's possible, but I also want to say something about Shohei Ohtani as well. Because I used to be of the opinion that he was not proven yet when everybody was gawking over him. Just because he played two positions and he did both of those at an average, above-average level. He's getting hurt all the time. I said, he's got to prove more to me before I start just worshiping him and bowing down to what he's doing. And it took me, I think, until last season to really appreciate what he's doing. But now this season, he's topped that. And I do believe he might be the best baseball player to come out of the major leagues. Babe Ruth didn't even pitch as much in his career as Shohei Ohtani is starting to now. And Ohtani's career, not even half over, I would say. So if he keeps up at this pace, if Ohtani keeps playing at the pace that he is, and he plays, you know, several more seasons, He will likely go down as the best player that ever played Major League Baseball for just what he's done. Hitting well, pitching well, at an extremely good rate, high level. If any of you are doubting anything out there right now about, you know, Ohtani, or maybe you're one of those fans out there, and I know a few of these people, right? Nobody can be. No baseball was better than the baseball of the 40s to the 60s. No. No, I hate those people, right? You know, we've got to appreciate what we have when we have it. Ohtani is one of those guys that we've got to appreciate. You know what? He's here and he's wonderful and he's historic and he's playing at such a high level. I couldn't care less if the Pirates win this game tonight, to be completely honest with you, because I know who the mound opponent is, and I know who's making an influence. Not to mention Mike Trout's on the roster as well. And I'm going to get into a conversation later about where the Angels are in, you know, in perspective of the rest of the league. But Ohtani himself, great. Ohtani is just one case study in the whole idea that, you know, Major League players today are good. And there's not just one stretch of history where baseball was the best. Ooh. You know, the 1920s, Babe Ruth was great. Or, you know, the 70s and the Pirates, nobody can be better than the players that played in the 70s. I just know people like that. And if you're one of those people, a bit of shame on you. Because what we're watching right now is excellence in baseball, especially with Ohtani. But guys like Trout, Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves, Pirates players that are coming up. Just watching highlights right now with the Braves. That's where I came up with Ronald Acuna Jr. They're being featured on MLB Network. But anyhow, I mean, there are so many players in baseball right now that can be looked up to and appreciated. So I don't think we need to so much look to the past for baseball as to just appreciate what we have when we have it. And that's appreciating Ohtani. That's appreciating any other player in the league that plays at an elite level and just appreciate the era for what it is. So when you watch Shohei Ohtani pitch tonight, I'm sure you might watch on television or listen here on 93.7 The Fan and you experience what Ohtani does. Appreciate it. Appreciate Ohtani for what he is now. Appreciate who the next great player is when that player comes up, and just appreciate the era for what it is and enjoy baseball because you like baseball. Don't try to stick in one era or another. You should enjoy sports as they exist and they go through, and it's a great debate. It's great debates sometimes to argue a little bit who was better, what era was better, which players were better throughout history. Not every player can play at the same time. Every player in sports is going to have his or her own era, a time where they were in the league. And then they move on. And then new players develop and come up and play. So I'm just saying for now, appreciate Ohtani for what he's doing. And I was a skeptic at first, too, and you could be skeptical as well of anybody you want. I don't think Ohtani, when they first brought him up, it was cool to think, okay, yeah, two-way player, but there's also got to be there's got to be a prove-it factor. Like, hey, prove that you're going to do well. You know, let's see some results first. I think he had a lot of promise. I was always scared, though, about how much he was hurt. I was always scared that he didn't have the durability to last a full season doing both, and now I don't think he does both anymore. He's not in the outfield, you know, playing defense. He's more designated hitting when he's not pitching, and that's fine if that works for him. If you get him on the mound once every 5 days, and then on top of that, he hits for you as well every day in the lineup as a designated hitter, he can be in the middle of your order. I think that's great for the Angels. That's something that literally most, every other player in Major League Baseball cannot manage. And that's why it's impressive in its own right. And that's why you should appreciate, you know, what the game is as it stands now. And I will attest to this too. I hear this argument sometimes too, that players now are just, they're worse. And I don't think that's true at all. I think that the rule changes for Major League Baseball this year, just to help the pace of play, I think that has done wonders to bring back some of the best elements in the game. Stalling is not fun to watch. I mean, when you watch NFL games, are the last 6 minutes exciting if a team's up by at least two scores? No, it's not fun because there's a lot of downtime. That team that has the ball and is leading by two scores is trying to run out the clock so the other team doesn't have a chance. That's not fun either. Just, you know, the excitement from beforehand where teams scored might be where the excitement's held, but there's not always exciting moments in football. That's not saying football is not exciting either, but the point is, when you have so much downtime in baseball, where batters were taking forever, catchers would stall and do mound visits, right? That wasn't fun, and now we're seeing baseball, you know, extracting its best elements, and we're being brought back to a time where there's a lot of variation in the plays, you know, the stolen bases, the balls put in play. It's all good. So don't, as it relates to Ohtani and watching Ohtani, you know, don't have that perspective of, oh, the game was so much better before. You know, I hate when people say that. Because then what are we supposed to do? Like, you know, you guys want, you know, baseball to thrive, and you want baseball to continue forever and make sure people appreciate it, but, you know, you're not willing to acknowledge or accept the state of the game as it stands currently. And Ohtani's just great evidence into why it's important to appreciate what the game is. Because literally there's seldom an argument. There's not really an argument for Ohtani not being a good baseball player or a great baseball player or close to the best player that has ever played to this point in history. And the league was founded in 1869. So appreciate what you watch or what you hear described to you tonight. Appreciate what Ohtani's doing. Not really a care for me if the Pirates win, although it will be, will it be that much more impressive if the Pirates do win? Sure it might. Maybe beating Ohtani is what the Pirates need to turn around the season and go back to April form as we move toward August. Maybe. But you should appreciate the results of Ohtani today and appreciate how he's played the game and who he is. Because he's a historic player. And there are several other players in Major League Baseball today that are stellar players. You just got to open your eyes a little bit. Just because the players, too, in this league don't all pitch and hit doesn't mean that they're not good players and doesn't mean that they're not worth your time, not worth your energy to follow. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. You can call it 412-928-9370. Talk about Ohtani's start tonight against the Pirates. I'm also going to get back into the money conversation a little bit. And as long as Major League Baseball season is on and running, and as long as there are Bob Nutting haters out in Pittsburgh, I am going to talk about money. And I'm going to create a counter argument for the haters out there. And the Angels are at the top. One of the big pieces of evidence that I have against the argument about money that and you know, being cheap that you guys accuse Bob Nutting of being. So we're going to talk about money. If you want to talk about Ohtani, talk about the Pirate game tonight, you can give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet at me, at Callis_33 is my handle. If you want to make a comment, I will respond if you tag me in a tweet. But I'll come back after this break, and we'll continue to talk baseball. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And you can check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 79, low of 64. It's going to be mostly cloudy throughout the day. No rain expected to fall, or at least not much. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 60. Clear skies expected throughout the day, and the weekend's going to be sunny with highs in the mid-80s. That's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Got a few minutes left to talk with you about baseball. Maybe you've got a topic about the Steelers you want to bring up that I haven't mentioned yet. You can call me at 412-928-9370 and talk about anything hopefully sports-related that you want. You can also talk to me on Twitter. You can tag me at Callis_33 with a question or comment, and I'll respond to it if we have time left in the show, and if not, usually I get back to tweets anyway. After you tag me and talk to me on Twitter, even after the show anyway. So you can do that. Talk to me multiple ways. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, and we're talking baseball. Ohtani is pitching against the Pirates tonight, and that is going to be the first time that happens in Ohtani's career. First time in Major League history. Ohtani faces the Pittsburgh Pirates as a pitcher. Sure, he'll be in the lineup the next couple games as well as the designated hitter in the Angels lineup, but tonight he gets to pitch. And that's something that we can all look forward to. Adam Crowley came in here as well and asked me a hypothetical. He asked, Callis, would you trade Paul Skeens for Shohei Ohtani? And my first reaction was no, because Ohtani is a rental and the Pirates really aren't seeming to be competitive this year with the way their record is. So, yeah, wouldn't trade him for a rental who is going to break the record for free agent contract in Major League Baseball. That's likely going to happen this offseason. And then Crowley was like, well, no. What if you had him for 8 years, we'll say? What if there was still a whole lot of years left on his contract? That changes it a little bit, but that's pretty obvious. Yeah, if anybody can have the luxury of not paying Ohtani $600 million over 15 seasons, right? You know, if you could just have him for 8 years at a cheap rate and you had to trade Paul Skeens to get him, of course you would do that at this point in time because of the player Ohtani is and has established himself to be. But in the world of reality, no, you keep Paul Skeens. You don't trade for Shohei Ohtani because Ohtani is just a rental. So fun little question there with what seems to be a straightforward answer. No. Ohtani, Pirates not trading for Ohtani. Anyway, let's talk about the Angels a little bit. Let's talk about money in Major League Baseball again. I'll give you the standings update in Major League Baseball. How about the New York Yankees at 50-47? Last place in the AL East. The Baltimore Orioles have passed the Tampa Bay Rays here temporarily. At the moment, the Rays are a game behind the Baltimore Orioles, so that's exciting. The AL Central now has the Twins leading the charge in that division. And they're the only team with a record over 500, but a few days ago, there were no teams in the AL Central with a record over 500, so that's great. And then there's the Royals down below. They're 28-70, 22 games back of the division. That has nothing, though, on the Oakland Athletics, who trail the Texas Rangers for first place in the AL West by 32 games. The A's are 27-72. It's quite remarkable. And then in the National League, the Braves lead the East, the Brewers back in the lead in the Central, the Reds have lost 7 of their last 10. They're falling behind. Love to see it. Pirates, though, still in last place, and they're in sole possession of last place now. The Pirates are 42-54. The Cardinals are 44-53. Pirates are a game and a half back of the Cardinals for fourth place in the NL Central. And then in the West, the Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks and the Giants by 2 games. All right, that's the quick rundown. Now, why am I bringing up every major league team as well? I like to compare teams and how much money they spend because there are so many of you out there that do not appreciate the efforts Bob Nutting makes. And I'm not saying that he's made a perfect decision all throughout. I'm not even saying that last regime for the Pirates with Neil Huntington as the general manager did everything well or even, you know, spectacularly. Or, you know, they didn't manage very well as their time came to an end, and that's why their time did indeed come to an end. But money does not solve everything in Major League Baseball. Money is not a cure-all to teams' problems and team development. I always like to cite the New York Yankees because they had a weird stretch in 10 years from 96 to 2005. Where they were World Series champions 4 times in 5 years. They didn't do that by spending a whole lot of money. And if you watch the documentary, The Captain, that's out there, you know, they explain a lot when Derek Jeter was drafted, as well as several other of the players that were part of those world champion teams. Like, they were drafted and developed methodically. They were not... The Yankees were big spenders, but that didn't win them World Series in the 80s. It was when George Steinbrenner had to step away for some, you know, scandal that was going on behind the scenes. The ownership team that took over while he was on hiatus decided to develop talent by drafting and bringing up, you know, players that way. And I say that, too, in that 10-year stretch, it was weird because by 2005, the Yankees had the highest payroll, and they were spending money on big names, and they ended up getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs. And then they won in 2009, but they haven't done much since because their big spending hasn't worked. They only got good again because all the players that they drafted and developed from 2015 forward, like Gary Sanchez when he was good, and Aaron Judge, who now has a giant contract, Luis Severino, so... That's kind of a lesson, and the Yankees are the standard because they have the most World Series championships in Major League Baseball history, so I think it's important to use them as kind of the bar because, you know, I hear a bunch of callers, too, calling in and talking about, oh, here's what the Yankees do, here's what the Yankees do, but their big spending hasn't really been right necessarily, and it hasn't they haven't really bought themselves championships, especially recently. And with that in mind, too, I talk about the Angels, and I thought about this because the Pirates are playing the Angels tonight. The Pirates have Ohtani pitching. That's great. He's not on a big major league contract yet. But the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have one of the biggest payrolls in baseball. And they are paying an exorbitant amount of money to a few players right now that might not deserve the money that they're making. Okay, Mike Trout's one. He does. Anthony Rendon, who came off a World Series championship with the Nationals in 2019 before signing with the Angels in 2020, absolute bust. Did the Angels care about pitching at all? Not really. They have not made a huge investment on acquiring a sustainable, at least 3 hard-staying starters. They haven't invested in that. So, I don't even think when we make these arguments, like the Angels are another great example of when you spend too much and don't worry about development, you don't really succeed. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Nick. I'm in the truck.
Love that name. What's up?
Hey, so I got a question for you about Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
So he's the type of player that he transformed the game. And he probably is the best ball player who's ever played the game.
Indeed.
Now, a player like him that comes from Japan, he would open up, and I'm saying hypothetically to add on to your conversation earlier, if he would come to the Pirates for a longer-term deal, what kind of money do you think he would bring in opening another market from Japan?
Ooh. See, now, yeah, that makes me think. Thanks for the call, Nick. I just think about when Jung Ho Gung was on the Pirates and how, you know, Korea was, you know, lit up by him and him playing in Major League Baseball. Now, he turned into a terrible person and a bad investment second time around. But it was kind of cool to see, you know, Korean flags flying and other countries, you know, that country specifically, watching him play in Major League Baseball. That was cool. So to have a Japanese player like that in on the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think that'd be wonderful PR for Major League Baseball, for the Pirates. Yeah, and opening up that other market. I mean, we've seen it before with Jung Ho Gung in 2015, before he got hurt and then before he turned into a disaster. But it's definitely possible, and I think that was cool when Gung was here, and I think that it would be interesting if the Pirates could fork up a contract. Yeah, of course, Japanese market would love that, and the Pirates get a lot of attention for having him on the team. Now, that, again, is a huge, major dream that really probably wouldn't work out. And unless they wanted to spend a bunch of funds and, you know, put the prospects on collateral and not have enough money to spend on other areas. Yeah, you sign Ohtani, but I don't think he would best benefit the Pirates. But if he were here, yeah, it'd be great PR for the Pirates and Japanese baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.